Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, Lauren L. here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is currently January 4th, 2015, 9:30 p.m. I hope everyone had a really wonderful New Year. I had a good time hanging out in downtown Joshua Tree, which I'll be giving you some more detail later in the show. And the big thing I know this past week was the snow. It snowed on December 30th, and I know that everyone is excited about it. The predictions that I heard said that it was going to snow on New Year's Eve, so I have to be honest, as much as snow is so rare here and is exciting, I really was hoping that it would not snow on New Year's Eve, so I was glad that it was at least the night before. And also, it didn't snow as much as I thought it would. It only snowed 2 inches where I'm located in Joshua Tree, so I went out around 9 o'clock in the morning. The roads had already been cleared. There is paved roads where I'm currently located in Joshua Tree. And I just took a broom and brushed off the snow on my car and was on my way. So I'm really glad it wasn't worse than that. I know that there were accidents on Old Woman Springs Road or Highway 247. But other than that, though, I didn't hear of so many accidents in the area. So that's really great. And I know that was, again, very exciting for the community and very fun. And again, I hope everyone had a great New Year. I have a quote for everybody. This is coming from the song Big Time by Peter Gabriel, one of my favorite songs. In the song, he says, "The place where I come from is a small town. They think so small, they use small words. But not me. I'm smarter than that. I worked it out. I'll be stretching my mouth to let those big words come right out." That's coming from Peter Gabriel, and that's a part of the song that I personally identify with, coming from Desert Hot Springs. And I remember growing up and constantly talking with my schoolmates and saying, "I want to go to Los Angeles and go to the city." So that was that's an appealing part of the song to me. Moving on to updates and community events coming up. On January 9th, there will be a lecture. It is actually a part of the Old Schoolhouse lecture series that's located at the Old Schoolhouse in 29 Palm. And this lecture coming up is about looking for lost Ophir. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. It's spelled O-P-H-I-R. And there's not a lot of detail about this particular lecture in terms of what exactly it's about, but it's still a part of a great lecture series. I went to the last lecture that was about mining in Joshua Tree National Park. So this should be an interesting one as well. Again, it will be January 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. There is a $5 fee. So everyone should go, and it's really great to learn about the history in this area. There will be a Morongo Basin restoration and cleanup that's hosted by the Mojave Desert Land Trust on January 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I encourage you to contact the Mojave Desert Land Trust for the details. I don't know exactly where the meetup location is or what the cleanup location will be, but you can contact the Morongo or the Mojave Desert Land Trust Land Stewardship Coordinator, Leslie Hughes, at 760-366-5440, or email her at leslie@mojavedesertlandtrust.org. And the MAC meeting is coming up as well on January 12th. This is the Morongo Basin Municipal Advisory Committee meeting. This is a great meeting to go to learn about what's happening in the Morongo Basin in the unincorporated areas. This will be on January 12th, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Joshua Tree Community Center. And so this is really important to go to because this is where you will be hearing about the solar projects happening in the area, as well as other forms of development. That's all I have for the event at this point in time. I did forget one event. My apologies, but here is a big one coming up that there's been a lot of emails going out telling the community to attend. It is the San Bernardino Board of Supervisors meeting that will be held on January 6th, starting at 10 a.m. And this meeting is held in San Bernardino. So I don't have the detail about where it is held in San Bernardino. For those of you who want to actually go to San Bernardino to voice your opinion, solar development and other forms of development in the area. But you can go to the government building in Joshua Tree. There will be a televised meeting, from my understanding. And the address of the government building is 63665 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. And so you can actually go to the government building and you can speak there with the Board of Supervisors. And again, voice your thoughts and what you ultimately support in this community or in the Morongo Basin. And so that is a big meeting coming up. I did receive some information from the people in the community that are involved with the solar development happening in Landers. Lisa Murphy sent out an email on December 30th, 2014, saying that a press release has been submitted to local publications about the solar development happening here. I'm not going to read the press release to you. If you would like to see what the press release says, then you can email me and I'm happy to forward the email to you. But yes, there has been word given to local publications about what's happening in this area in terms of solar development. I don't know which publications are printing or putting up the press release specifically, but again, there has been outreach to the media. Lisa Murphy also sent a message on January 3rd, 2014. And I am receiving these messages because I am on the mailing list. I attended the Landers community meeting in December, and I put my email on the list, so that's why I'm getting these updates. So again, if you would like to receive these updates and stay informed about what's happening, then please contact me at laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. High is spelled H-I, and I will forward you to the right person who is involved with coordinating the publicity and the community activity regarding these projects. So Lisa Murphy again sent out this message on January 3rd, 2014, and I will read it to you. She says, "We have been informed the appeal hearing has been delayed and will not be scheduled before March 17, 2015. So this is about the S Power project that is proposed in the Landers area. And the community did meet to speak with a geologist from S Power in December. So, as she said, the appeal hearing has been delayed until it will not be scheduled before March 17, 2015. This gives us a significant amount of time to gather information and make our case stronger. Most recently, Richard Luchtringer was able to establish dialogue with Supervisor Ramos, Chief of Staff. This is an important development as it gives us direct access to our representative in San Bernardino. Of course, this doesn't guarantee that he will do as we ask, but it does show that he is listening. We can also report that the group has been very active in a campaign to distribute flyers and post notices in public places in advance of the Board of Supervisors meeting on January 6th. We will have at least 8 speakers who will give testimony on various topics. Press release last week, we have managed to obtain significant coverage of our efforts in the local media. Several outlets, including High Desert Star and KCDZ Z1077, ran stories on the opposition in Landers against the S Power project. This brings me to ask all of you to continue our efforts to stop big solar in our community. By attending the Board of Supervisors meeting on January 6th in Joshua Tree. The address is 63665 29 Palms Highway. It is the new government building next to the courthouse, and the meeting starts at 10 a.m. So there you have it. There's the next big meeting happening to stay aware of what's going on with the solar development in the area. So that should be really interesting to attend. I encourage you to attend just to voice your opinion on this topic and what you think should be the priority to the community here. That's all I have about the solar project at this point in time. There was also an email sent out by Elizabeth Carmen that was really interesting. She shared some articles about Phelan, the community of Phelan, which is, and there was a solar project that went up in that area. I'm not going to go over the specific detail at this point in time. I did not write down the main points from the articles, but basically it does emphasize how the community failed to prevent a solar project from going up in the area. And so this really serves as an example of how to address projects that are coming into the area here. So by looking at other communities and how they've either succeeded or failed can serve as a good map in terms of the direction that the community here should take in working with these projects and these developers. I went to a, or let me generally say, I'm moving on to the Dollar General activity now in relation to the Dollar General development in Joshua Tree. There was a music video that was filmed in the Yucca Valley area on New Year's Eve day in the morning. I don't have all of the specific names or detail behind this music video in terms of who put it together. I will be obtaining that information soon and putting a blog up on my website, laurenlofthehighdesert.com. But I did see a post go up in the No Dollar General Facebook page on December 30th, and it was from a woman named Liesl, and she said, "We'll be filming a music video to protest Dollar General and Joshua Tree on New Year's Eve Day. We need some extras for the music video. Whoever can show up, please show up." And so thankfully, it didn't snow so much that evening, and I was able to make it out to the location where the music video was being filmed. And this was really a fun gathering. I'm really glad that I went. So a song has already been pre-recorded before I went to the music video shoot. It was a song protesting Dollar General development. And so about 20 people showed up, and the individuals that recorded the song showed up and they had their instruments. And we took about a half an hour to 45 minutes film outside, film the music video to this song. And so it was pretty cold, but we still had a great time and filmed this video. The video should be released sometime this week from my understanding or from what I've heard. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the music video and also sharing it and blasting it online so that people, hopefully all over the United States can, and even the world can see this video. And I really hope that it obtains high viewership on YouTube and other media outlets online. But that was a really interesting project to be a part of, and it just happened so fast. But again, the music video should be really fun to see. The campaign is still happening to raise funds to cover various fees in combating Dollar General development. This campaign was launched on GoFundMe.com, started by Dan O'Dowd, created December 19th, 2014, and at this point in time, $1,915 have been raised out of $8,500. That's on the GoFundMe.com campaign. So I know that's only half of the amount, about half, but I'm questioning if they've received funds outside of GoFundMe, because personally, I would make a donation outside of GoFundMe.com because GoFundMe charges a percentage out of every donation. So, but yeah, they're doing pretty well. I mean, halfway, but there is a deadline. Let me see what the deadline is. Okay, I'm not really sure what the deadline is for this, but yeah, if you want to make a donation, a financial donation, then that is welcomed. And then Thomas Faustum of the Joshua Tree Chamber of Commerce posted some information on the No Dollar General Joshua Tree Facebook page, which I will be going over right now. Thomas said, "On January 1st, unfortunately, Joshua Tree is not a city and incorporation is unlikely in the near future, but we can push to the county for formula business restrictions. The county planning department has already responded negatively at the suggestion, so more education and lobbying is needed to make this move forward. Having saturated malls and other shopping areas, many formula retailers and restaurants are increasingly locating in downtowns and neighborhood business districts. Because they all like to follow one another, it's not uncommon for formula businesses to arrive in an area en masse, squeezing out independents and causing a speculative run-up in rents that results in the wholesale transformation of a business district almost overnight. This can have long-term economic consequences for the downtown or neighborhood business district loses, or the neighborhood business district loses its distinctive appeal and no longer offers opportunities for independent entrepreneurs. Low-margin businesses that meet the basic needs of surrounding neighborhoods, such as grocers and pharmacies, may be pushed out as rents rise and the area attracts more formula restaurants and apparel stores. Perhaps formula businesses tend to be fair weather friends and can disappear quickly when the economy contracts and their corporate strategy shifts. This is coming from an article that he shared. So again, that is on the No Dollar General in Joshua Tree Facebook page. I will be sharing this article on my Facebook page, which is Lauren L. of the High Desert. And I encourage you to join the No Dollar General in Joshua Tree Facebook page because, again, it's so active and it's just a really great way to keep up with this activity. So please join. I really encourage you to do so. Also, something that was interesting was that someone shared a picture of the Dollar General that's already in construction out in the Landers area. So I haven't driven out there personally, at least on the highway. So I guess the location over there is coming along pretty quickly. Moving on to further information. This is information that is separate from the development. So I'll say from right now, I'm moving onwards from the development information. On New Year's Eve, I went to the Radio Free Joshua Tree Listening Lounge to attend an event called Beatitude, which was actually really fun. And this event was the particular purpose of this event was for Teddy Quinn to announce that Radio Free Joshua Tree Listening Lounge is changing its name to the Beatnik Lounge. So if some of you have been driving through Joshua Tree, you may have noticed that there's a new sign up in front of where the lounge is located, and it now says the Beatnik Lounge, the name now of that location. And it was really nice to be there because Teddy Quinn and other people who have been a part of the history of the Beatnik Lounge were there. So the location where Radio Free Joshua Tree Listening Lounge is located, it actually used to be the Beatnik Cafe. And I know that many of you will know a lot more about this location than I do. I personally lived in Desert Hot Springs when the Beatnik Cafe was up here. And I remember hearing about the Beatnik Cafe all the time, that something was going on up at the Beatnik Cafe. But I never made it up here to the Beatnik Cafe. And I was so sad when I learned that it shut down and I was never able to be a part of it. So I don't have the exact dates of when this happened, when the Beatnik opened or when it shut down and other people who have been involved with that location. But yeah, so Teddy Quinn said that he would like to bring back the memories or bring back the ambiance of the Beatnik Cafe, and he decided to change the name to the Beatnik Lounge. And so that was really special. I'm really glad that I attended the event and was able to be a part of this change for the location. And a band played that night. I'm not really sure what the band's name is. If you would like to know, you can contact me or contact Teddy Quinn and he'll tell you. But it was pretty special because the band that performed, the singer and the main member of the band actually was considered an quote-unquote alumni of the Beatnik Cafe. And he said that he started going to the Beatnik Cafe when he was 12 years old and his mom would drop him off there. So I thought that was pretty special that they had had him perform. And then other people also spoke about their memories of the Beatnik Cafe. So yay for the Beatnik the Beatnik Lounge now. Very exciting. I also attended an event at the Beatnik Lounge on January 1st on New Year's Day, and this event was hilarious. It was the theme of it was grumpy music, protest music, sad love songs, and related topics. It was hosted by a woman named Lisa, and so the whole theme of it was this grumpy themed music. And there were a number of local musicians who performed, and they performed their own music, or they performed covers of songs, and it was really great. And I actually got up and sang a song myself, which was hilarious. I did a song called I Want You, But I Don't Need You by Amanda Palmer. Look it up. It's a pretty entertaining song. I did not know that I was going to sing a song. Lisa was asking around the room. She was like, who's performing? Who's performing? She says, Lauren, are you performing? And I said, okay. And so I was one of the last performers, and I did this song just off the bat, and everyone laughed hysterically because it's a pretty hysterical song. So that was pretty funny because I normally don't make people laugh. But I encourage you to go to these events that are hosted at the now known as Beatnik Lounge, because it's so fun, and it's like an open mic night type of style, and you can go and perform a song and explain why you're performing the song or whatever the performance is, and it's really a great time. I really enjoy it. Today, January 4th, 2015, I actually went to a Q&A session that was held at Rose and Buster's in Yucca Valley, specifically Old Town Yucca Valley, and the person who was speaking was Death Valley Jim. I'm not sure how many of you are aware or knowledgeable of Death Valley Jim, but I've been following him for quite some time now, to the point where I know his name. And basically, Death Valley Jim is a man. He's a journalist. He writes articles and blogs, and he does a radio show. He just released a book. He has gone on adventures throughout the Southern California desert and beyond, specifically the desert. So obviously his name is Death Valley Jim. He said that he has a passion for Death Valley. He started exploring Death Valley about 10 years ago. Maybe not 10 years ago. Don't take me word for word on that. But he started going through Death Valley in the past decade. And he said that him and his wife just became infatuated with it, became really interested in the desert, and decided to relocate here from Pennsylvania. And so ever since then, he's been exploring the desert, Death Valley, the Mojave Desert, the Joshua Tree area, the Morongo Basin, and not so much the Salton Basin, he said, because I did ask him if he's come across any interesting fossil locations in the Salton Basin, and he said he doesn't have a lot of interest in that area, unfortunately. But he did have a lot of great stories about exploring the Southern California desert and the types of locations that he's been to. So a lot of questions that came up to him were, what are the highlight locations that you've been to? What are your favorite locations? Do when you go exploring in terms of being prepared for the environment? And so it was really interesting to hear from him. And again, he has a book out. I don't know the specific name of it, but he goes over unique locations in the desert, and he actually gives coordinates for particular locations, and he goes over the history behind it and information about why it's worthy of a visit, why it even made it in his book in terms of a location to visit. So I encourage you to look into Death Valley Jim. I posted pictures from the event on my Facebook page, so you can actually see a little bit of what Rose and Buster's looks like if you haven't been there. And it was really great. And Rose and Buster's was a great location too. It actually was pretty packed to the point where some people had to stand because there wasn't enough chairs for everybody. But Rose and Buster's primary emphasis at their location is to serve wine or serve some kind of drink or beverage. So while we were listening to Death Valley Jim speak, there were menus handed out so you could order some kind of wine or some kind of beverage. So it was a really nice atmosphere, and it was a very calm Q&A session where everyone was able to ask questions to Death Valley Gym. And so, yes, that was a really great event to go to. And again, I encourage you to look into him. If you enjoy exploring the desert, if you like to learn about gems, hidden gems in the desert, then look into him. He's a really great journalist, and he's been around for a while. I've known of his name for a while. He's kind of like a celebrity to me. So that was a lot of fun. And I'll just let you know that Rose and Buster's has so many events coming up. You should really keep on top of them. They have musicians perform. They actually have a magician coming up that's going to perform at their location. They do have another author that's going to be speaking. I don't know the exact date or who the author is at this point in time. But if you enjoy learning from authors and journalists, I think that Rose and Buster's is going to be emphasizing that in the future. And they're really great to look into. That is all the information that I have on hand right now for the latest happening in the Morongo Basin. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any information that you would like me to bring up in the future shows, then let me know. Email me at laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. I'm always open to hearing your suggestions and hearing your opinions, and I just really look forward to learning about what's happening in the Morongo Basin, just to really connect the dots here and connect groups and connect everyone so that we know what's happening in the area, how we can get involved in terms of setting up the priorities for our communities and establishing a solid foundation for the future. So, you know, we hear things from Thomas about incorporating Joshua Tree. What are the possibilities of that? And I didn't really go into that of why that's important. But basically, right now, Joshua Tree is an unincorporated area, as well as our many parts of the Morongo Basin. So that's why there's so much conflict right now with this development, because we're not dealing with a city because it's an unincorporated area. We're dealing with the county board of supervisors, which are the ones making a lot of the decisions for the area around here. Just to share some information on that. So again, message me, find me on Facebook. I'm always here to say hello. I love going out to community events, taking photos, highlighting what's going on in the area. Thank you again so much for tuning in. And I want to give a big thank you to Radio Free Joshua Tree for broadcasting my show. Thank you so much. And I hope that all of you have a really fantastic week. Talk to you soon.